The action step needs to be the absolute next physical thing to do. Remember that these are physical, visible activities. Many people think they've determined the next action when they get down to set meeting. But that's not the next action because it's not descriptive of physical behavior. How do you set a meeting? Well, it could be with a phone call or an email, but to whom? Decide. If you don't decide now, you'll still have to decide at some other point, and what this process is designed to do is actually get you to finish the thinking exercise about this item. If you haven't identified the next physical action required to kickstart it, there will be a psychological gap every time you think about it, even vaguely. You'll tend to resist noticing it. When you get to a phone or to your computer, you want to have all your thinking completed so you can use the tools you have and the location you're in to more easily get things done, having already defined what there is to do. What if you say to yourself, "Well, the next thing I need to do is decide what to do about this"? That's a tricky one. Deciding isn't really an action because actions take time and deciding doesn't. There's always some physical activity that can be done to facilitate your decision-making. 99% of the time, you just need more information before you can make a decision. That additional information can come from external sources. Call Susan to get her input on the proposal. Or from internal thinking. Draft ideas about the new reorganization. Either way, there's still a next action to be determined in order to move the project forward. Once you decide what the action step is, you have three options once you decide what the next action really is. Do it, if the action takes less than 2 minutes. Delegate it, if you're not the most appropriate person to do the action. Or defer it into your organization system as an option for work to do later.